LANYAP, a little something extra. A feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Jay Curtis. My guest today, Dr. Diana Greenlee. She's the station archaeologist and Poverty Point Historic Site. Welcome to LANYAP.
Oh, good morning.
You guys have a huge array of events, well, been going on all month long, but still continuing through the month of October, as October is National Archaeology Month.
Well, it's our state archaeology.
State archaeology month, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Tell me the one you've got going on that I think sounds like a little on the weird side, but okay, a lot of fun though. Tell me where did the idea for the screen-a-thon come from?
Well, we had a large pile of dirt out on the site. It had been excavated by the Department of Transportation when they were putting in a culvert. And it's about 7 cubic meters of dirt. It was this huge pile.
Wow.
And it was taking me a very long time to get through it. And it's been great for doing demonstrations and hands-on stuff. And I thought, you know, is there a way to give volunteers a chance to help process this dirt? Because there are a lot of artifacts in it.
Because just about anything, any dirt work that gets done anywhere around that site is going to have artifacts in it.
Yes, yes. And this is particularly dense, it seems. And so the idea of a screening marathon just kind of popped into my head. And so last year we had 13 volunteers, and we screened for 48 hours straight in shifts.
Okay.
And,
not anybody on for 48 hours, but
No, I was on for a good chunk of that, but
okay.
Not the 48 hours straight. No, we're just doing it in shifts.
So what did that 48 hours turn up last year?
Oh, a lot. I mean, we ended up with, I believe it was somewhere around 350 pounds of artifacts. That also includes some historic gravel because it was underneath a historic driveway. We haven't completely sorted all of that stuff, but we found a lot of artifacts, a lot of the fired clay balls they call cooking balls.
Right.
We call them Poverty Point objects. Fragments of spear points, other stone tools, the hematite objects we call plummets that were presumably used as net weights. We just found a lot of stuff.
But it's got to be a thrill for the volunteers to be there and actually doing, you know, archaeology work.
It's very hands-on, and I think, you know, for a lot of people, it's that notion of the excitement of discovery. You know, you have a bucket of dirt, you pour it in the screen, you're washing it, and all of a sudden you start seeing things that you had no idea that was in there. And these are, you know, a lot of these objects are things that nobody has touched for like 3,500 years. And so, you know, that's kind of cool.
That's amazing. So you start again and you're going for a new record beyond the 48 hours. You're starting again today at noon.
We start today at noon and we're going to go through Sunday at 2:00. So we're shooting for 50 hours.
So there are still some slots to sign up for the screen-a-thon and be a part of that discovery process.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Where would somebody call to sign up and find out when the best times to come would be?
They can call my office at 318-926-3314, and
look for the slots to be able to, because you know, there are things at Black Bayou this weekend. There's so many different things going on this weekend, but that'd be a fantastic family activity to come out and have kids be able to find some of these artifacts.
That's right. It's a lot of fun.
Well, that's one of the many things going on over the course of the month, Louisiana Archaeology Month. Also coming up next weekend, an event, Archaeology Around You, with Fred Stewart and James Harry. That's going to be at Lake Darbone in Farmerville. What can you tell me about that? It's along the lines of finding archaeology, the things that archaeology does in we take into effect in our daily lives.
I think so. I don't know exactly, but I know that they're going to do some artifact identification. They're probably going to talk about some of the sites around Lake Darbone, and it looks like they're going to have some demonstrations in a film as well.
And then coming up on Monday night, before next weekend, Dr. Terry Jones will be doing artifact identification and some Civil War artifact identification at the Caldwell Parish Library in Columbia. Mm-hmm. So that for anybody who has a Civil War history buffs, that would be a great talk to have a chance to come to.
Yes, I think so.
And then a number of events going on really across the state, but also throughout the area. And you said that there are three ongoing archaeology exhibits that people can find any day of the year, not just during Archaeology Month.
Certainly there are across the state, you know, ongoing exhibits, but there are three that are set up for Archaeology
Month.
Okay. Yes, that are still that you can go see in Harrisonburg at the Harrisonburg Courthouse. At the Snyder Museum in Bastrop and at ULM Special Collections Library at University Library.
I'm talking with Diana Greenlee. She's the station archaeologist at Poverty Point. Lots of events going on over the course of Louisiana Archaeology Month. So for the screen-a-thon tomorrow, what can people expect? Obviously, wear clothes you can get dirty in.
Yes, and expect to get wet.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're using water to help screen. And even though I, you know, set up tarps and shower curtains to try to keep people mostly dry, it's going to happen.
And maybe
get wet and mucky.
As the course of the weather's changing just a little bit, maybe be prepared to be dressed warmly.
Yes, I think so.
Well, the screen-a-thon starting today at noon and running through when? Sunday
at 2 p.m.
And for more information or to sign up for that, the phone number?
Is 318-926-3314.
And lots more information on Archaeology Month at crt.state.la.us/archaeology for yeah. Louisiana Archaeology Month. Diana Greenlee, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to LANYAP, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. LANYAP is produced at the studios of KEDM.